Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click on the app. Go to the lower right-hand corner of the app. You see more. Click on that. Scroll down. Go to Listen Live. You take us with you. We are portable, presented by Progressive Insurance, and joined right now, guys, by Cameron Maben, former Major League Baseball player. I remember when he was still a prospect. And now, yes, an MLB Network analyst. What's going on, Cameron?
Went from prospect to suspect real quick, huh, Max?
No, you could play. You could play. You know, listen, you toolsy
you ain't
coming
suspect,
up.
Man. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Hey, you know
what's
who
going
else?
On, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
What's going on? Doing
what's good,
going
baby.
On? You know who else could play is Aaron Judge, who, unlike McGuire, who was already on first base, never slugged over 500 after his rookie year. Never was like until suddenly he wakes up as the greatest home run hitter of all time. Sammy Sosa, same thing. Get out of here, Sammy Sosa. And Barry Bonds, one of the greatest players ever, who then became the greatest home run hitter ever when he put on 30 pounds of lean muscle very suddenly and mysteriously. Unlike those guys, this dude, Aaron Judge, came in as a five-tool prospect, hit 52 home runs his first season, never stopped balling, and then in a contract year, I said he might pop 60. He did, Cameron, 61 now. What's impressed you most about him this year?
You know, what's impressed me the most, Max, would just be his poise, his ability to just stay so even keel amongst his whole ride. I mean, when I look back at 2019, you could kind of see this coming to fruition as CC Sabathia was coming towards the end of his career. Brett Gardner was coming to the end of his career. You could see him kind of shaking into the Yankees captain. And he's really lived up to that lore. I mean, he takes everything with stride, everything that New York brings. We all know that New York isn't the easiest place to handle as far as the media aspect goes, the fan base aspect goes. There's very high expectations being a New York Yankee. This is possibly the most historic franchise in the history of baseball. So for him to etch his name, not just with Yankee greats, but baseball royalty, it's been extremely impressive how he just continues to just keep the same poker face through the whole thing.
Cam, do you think at any point in time as he inched closer and closer to 59 to 60, now 61, that he was pressing at any moment at the plate?
Well, let's be honest, Key. You know, we're athletes. We're human. You know, those little things, you know, they trickle into your brain. He answers every question, right? That's what he does so amazing. But you can kind of see it on his face a little bit. But, you know, the thing about it was a seven-game span. You know, we're talking about a home run streak for seven games. And in that seven games, he still walked 12 times. He didn't chase. He still kept his zone extremely tight. He didn't deviate from his plan. So, I mean, it was a little bit of something in there. But, I mean, clearly not anything that warranted any type of panic for me. And you see him just pick up right where he left off 7 days later, continue to swing a hot bat. But, you know, let's be honest, Key, we're human. You know, those little moments, you know, trickle in when you're, you know, coming up on baseball history. And as Max said, a lot of numbers are, you know, have asterisks behind them. This is probably one of the most pure accomplishments that we've seen in the last few decades. So it's amazing to watch. But let's be honest, we know there was a little bit of something in the back of his brain. It had to be.
How significant of a milestone was this, actually?
Well, for me, it was significant for a few reasons. One, we're talking about a guy who has pretty much walked down the Triple Crown race. I mean, this guy was, you know, 20 points behind as far as average goes about a month ago, 2-3 weeks out. And now here he is coming up on the Triple Crown, and nobody's ever won a Triple Crown hitting 60 homers. So you talk about how impressive that is. And now, you know, everybody was going on and on about him turning down that lucrative offer that the Yankees made. A lot of people thought it was fair for age 30. But I know Max is a baseball fan. If you go back 10 years ago, you know, God bless Michael Wiener, who passed away. You know, guys used to get paid at 30 years old what they, you know, for what they did. And now the game has changed to where it's this whole mantra of, you know, he's 30 years old. He's getting older. How are they going to pay him? Well, Aaron Judge should get whatever, he thinks he should get. The Yankees need to do whatever they can to keep him here. So it was a huge – it was big on so many aspects. And then he has his name in baseball history forever. He'll be forever attached to Yankee, greats forever, and nobody can ever take that away from him.
My guy, Cameron Maben, former MLB player, yes, an MLB Network analyst, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Cam, I said it this morning that, you know, watching the game last night, it was incredible. I wish it would have happened here in New York. It happened in Toronto, fine. But I'm curious just to get your thoughts on Barry Bonds in general, because that 73 home run record that he had that season, to me, it just felt more electrifying. It just felt different. I don't know why. It's hard for me to explain, but it just it stands out uniquely, in my opinion. I just can't let it go. What are your thoughts on that?
Man, you just gave me goosebumps, Jay, when you said that, because, you know, I go back to when I was a kid and I watched Barry Bonds. Griffey was, of course, if you were an 80s baby, you know, you were a huge Griffey fan, but Barry Bonds was right there in the mix for me. And you're right, it was so electric, you know, watching that as a kid, watching how he would get walked, you know, night after night, four times, and the one pitch he got to hit, he would go deep. You know, so just what he was able to do was extremely impressive. I take nothing away from Barry Bonds and what he's able to do, because to hit a baseball, I think, is one of the hardest things to do, you know, whether it's PED induced or not. It's hard for me to take that away from him. So it was extremely electric. But for me, Jay, I'm not going to lie, being that I was able to, you know, share the field with Aaron Judge, being that, you know, I know what did come behind, you know, Barry Bonds and the PED allegations and PED use and all the things that he went through. It might have been a little bit more electrifying. I can't disagree, but the specialness, the allure of the moment for me, Aaron Judge doing that in a Yankee uniform in the most historic franchise and possibly sports history. I mean, I don't think it gets, you know, much more electric than that. And then again, he's done it all naturally. You can't deny what he is. He's a specimen. I continue to say he's not from this planet. So,
you know what?
Hard for me to disagree, but it's been special watching what this man has done this season, especially in the era of striking out and guys who can't put the ball in play.
Cameron, you know what else? Bonds was a great player, Gold Glover, great base runner, great base stealer, everything, defensive player. But when he jumped on the stuff, then the defense and the base running went away. Judge is a five-tool player in his prime who still runs the bases, throws to the right base.
Absolutely.
By the way, Cameron Maben, you stole 40 bases in a season, right? When you were with San Diego.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, Cameron Maben could play. Cameron Maben, he scored 80 runs, stole 40 bases before when you said suspect. Nah, that was pretty good. But if you look up Barry Bonds, if you look up at Barry Bonds' numbers, the reason it felt more electric, Jay, Cameron, Key, the dude was in his prime 450 on base, 650 slugging, which is ridiculous. That's everyone else on the juice.
Yeah.
But when the dude jumped on the juice, I'm looking at it now, 515 on base, 863 slugging, 609 on base, 812 slugging. He was already so good that he broke the space-time continuum. It wasn't even baseball anymore, Cam.
Yeah, Max, I heard John Crux said it best at one point when it came to PEDs. He said it makes crappy players good, it makes good players great, and it makes great players video game guys. So think, Barry Bonds is already great, and then he got on that stuff, and then he was, like you said, out of this world. You know, we said there's that Major League Baseball, then there's a league above, and certain guys playing that league, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, and like you said, once he... You know, once he's, you know, got on the PEDs, it was like a dude with a tape on his back. So
that's what I mean about
Judge. I think John Crux put it best when he broke down PED usage.
No doubt, but that is very well put. But that's what I mean about Judge. Bonds became something different. He could no longer run, no longer. Judge in his prime doing everything like Cameron, even when he got out of the home run drought, it's because he started taking the ball the other way on a rope, right? Big, strong guys,
absolutely.
Natural opposite field hitter.
Absolutely, and that's what's beautiful about him. He's went in the lab and made his game better by literally just turning the field, literally changing his sights at the play, his approach, going, okay, you know what? I know I've got right center field in the back. If I miss a ball, I can hit it out the right field. So you know what? I'm actually going to get the head out. I'm going to look to pull some balls, snatch some guys, and do some damage on the pull side. And it's been extremely impressive. But to go to your point, Max, dude is 6'7". He's 260-plus pounds.
80.
He's played center field like the fleetest of foot, better than guys like Trout, who I love. He's stealing bases at a higher clip than ever. I mean, his instincts, his intangibles, and then you add the athleticism. And, Max, one thing I continue to say, and this is no knock on anybody, I play with some great guys. You give me this guy in his prime, and again, I think Mike Trout is still the best player in baseball. Mm-hmm. From a leadership standpoint, Aaron Judge is the guy that you want long term.
Mm. Is he the AL MVP, hands down?
Hands down. I love Ohtani. I think at some point we have to you know, be aware that Ohtani is special. There's nobody that's ever going to be able to do what he's doing, or it might be a while. I know a lot of kids are switching to the two-way. But, man, we're talking about 60-plus key. We're talking about leading the league in average, homers, slugging, runs scored. I mean, war. I mean, he look total at the list. It's one. He's first in every single category. I mean, a 10-plus war. And for me, he's the AL MVP hands down. And for me, he sold it up weeks ago.
He could play a gold glove caliber right field. He could play center. They played him a bunch of games. It's the only reason he's not playing center. They went out and got a gold glover, and they want to save him for the playoffs. He's playing right field.
He's the modern day. I don't think he's as athletic, but for guys like myself who, you know, I had to watch video, he's the modern day Dave Winfield. That's what we're watching.
Bigger
we're watching
and
Dave Winfield. Maybe not as good as an athlete as Dave, but, I mean, special nonetheless.
The LeBron James of baseball.
Sure. And unlike A-Rod, who Yankees fans don't know
what
I mean.
The LeBron James of baseball?
The LeBron James of baseball.
And Cameron, unlike A-Rod, who Yankees fans will know what I mean, you trust him. He's the monster who you want to see up in the big moment. He's cool under pressure. Like, he's got everything. Yankees might have to start this
and
contract.
And things like
with
this, you know, it adds that allure. You know, this is the kind of thing that can spark a team. The Yankees need something going into the playoffs. And this guy, you know, this is a way that, you know, can be fun for a team to ride. And, I mean, he's going to need a lot of ice for his back, and he's going to need a Brinks truck to back up to the bank after the season's over, because my man is going to get some paper for real.
Thank you, Cameron Maben. That's former MLB player. Swipe 40 bags in a season, Cameron Maben. Yes,
I'd have threw him out
MLB
if you
Network
tried to steal
analyst.
On me. I'd have threw him out.
Every Yankee game for the remainder of this season, I got remainder out, will be a hot ticket. Hot tickets brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you can earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seat Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. All right, let's shift the focus now. Bring in former Bengals offensive lineman, three-time All-Pro, Willie Anderson. Willie will be inducted into the Bengals Ring of Honor tonight. Gee, I don't know.
Oh, what's up, Big Will?
What's up, bro? Good morning to y'all.
Good, man. Congratulations.
That's dope.
Congratulations on that Ring of Honor.
Yeah, all good.
Mazel tov.
Thank you.
So now that you're going in the Ring of Honor and you'll be there tonight checking it out, how concerned are you with the Bengals and the slow start that they've gotten off to this season?
You know, obviously, it kind of shocked everyone. That first game against Pittsburgh, then obviously the Dallas game was a crazy game too. But just listening to these guys and Joe Burrow and these guys talk about how they were in a similar position last year to kind of overcome these things and kind of get the offensive line in sync. And I think Joe missed about a month of practices with an appendix issue, but he assured everyone last week that things would get back on track. And I think last week, defensively, they've been playing strong all season. But I think last week the offense showed you guys that, you know, as these weeks go by one, they'll start playing better and get better. And hopefully tonight equals their second win of the season.
Willie, a week ago before they played the Jets, I said that Joe Burrow was on pace to be sacked 111 times. That number is just staggering to me. He only got sacked twice against the Jets. O-line looked better. Granted, it was the Jets. What are your thoughts just on the O-line in general and what the progress has been with them over the last couple of games?
When Joe came out the previous week and said, hey, man, some of those sacks were on me trying to make plays, some run on the offensive line. That's kind of a true assessment for any game. Like sometimes offensive linemen get blamed, you know, for sacks that, you know, fans or the naked eye can't see. Now, it's different when you're getting beat individually one-on-one. Now, if you're getting beat individually one-on-one, that's on you. But the times where there's 3-4 seconds to throw the ball and he wants to hold it a little bit longer to make plays, I think those are sacks you got to live with. I mean, Keyshawn knows this, Big Ben, you know, played for however long he played and took a 1,000 sacks, seemed like a year, but everyone knows he made plays by holding the ball and his receivers start the scramble drill. I think last year Joe did that. It wasn't more of the scramble drill last year. It was him holding the ball to look for a chase and these guys deep. And that's kind of the name of his game. He's going to take some sacks, but what you don't want him to take are the constant beatings and the constant guys getting beat one-on-one or letting a free rusher defender come get him that he's not expecting to get hit. So they did a better job last week of that. Joe did a better job of getting rid of the ball also.
Willie Anderson, former Cincinnati Bengal offensive lineman, four-time Pro Bowler, four-time All-Pro, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Willie, the team has gotten off to a slow start. If they do everything that you're saying, protecting Joe Burrow, making sure things go correct, do you think they can compete and duplicate some of the same things that they did a year ago and possibly make another strong Super Bowl run?
Well, man, I talked to the team this summer, and my message to those people, those guys were, don't let last season be your ceiling. And I think that's kind of the sentiment of the entire team. Like, last year, they don't want to make last year a fluke. They have the talent to compete year in and year out. And the standard now should be making the playoffs, competing for a division title to get that home playoff game, to go on those runs they did last year. You know, because they went on a hell of a run last year. But they did have some up and down games last year. This team's still a young team. You know, it's a very young team, and they're gelling guys together. But I think their defense is what's going to, you know, defense kind of last year kind of got downplayed a little bit because the offense was so explosive and the new guys coming about. But I think defensively, they're going to be able to hold guys and hold teams for a couple of weeks until this offense get going. Because let's be honest, we all know teams are going to play Ja'Marr Chase a lot different than they played last season. So they're kind of getting through that whole mix of playing against cover two, having to run the ball and be more patient. But I think once they show they can run the ball, defensively keep giving them turnovers the way they did last year and last week, keep giving them turnovers, keep giving them opportunities to score more points, I think they're getting on the roll because they have the talent. And as we all know, if you have a quarterback, a dynamic quarterback in this league, you always have a chance.
And he is a dynamic quarterback, that's for sure. Right, Key?
Oh, absolutely. No, I thought you were going to go with something else. No, well, absolutely. He's a dynamic quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, every time he touches the ball, he seems to go far in playoffs, college, pro, everything.
He's a good quarterback. I mean, he's probably the you know, we don't know what Carson Palmer would have done if he hadn't gotten hurt, but he certainly has been that guy since Carson Palmer, for sure.
So, Willie, there's no doubt Joe Burrow's special. Like, we see it every day in the way he plays, the way he leads.
He wears a mink coat.
Even him saying relax, right, reminds you a little bit of Aaron Rodgers before he goes on that run.
Mink coat.
I want to talk about the quarterback that he's actually competing versus tonight in Tua Tagovailoa. You know, there's a lot of talk around, you know, what he's doing. Is he the guy for the Miami Dolphins long term? What have you seen from his performances thus far over the three games in the regular season?
Well, I can tell that he's definitely heard the noise, and to me, he's playing a little bit of pissed off because, you know, a lot of things have taken place over the last two seasons with Tua. And let's be honest, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we thought this guy was while he was in college before he got hurt, we thought he was the next coming of Tom Brady or Joe Montana, who you want to say the big guys are. Then he had the injury in college, and you know, and things kind of started off slow for him, but the guy's just been winning. Like, he's one of those guys you have to be afraid of because some kind of way the teams that he played for always win. And that's something you got to take in consideration when he's under center. He's doing things to not lose the game for his team. He's throwing a very accurate ball. And I think he just keeps dicing you and slicing you and dicing you until you break. Now you give him a couple of weapons now. And that precise passing is now, you know, led them to 3-0. And I really think his team, his offensive line, his entire team is rallying behind him. And that can be a dangerous combination. But, you know, with the Bengals here in Cincinnati, they all rally behind Joe. And I'm excited to see this game tonight because I think you're going to have two teams trying to prove a point. The Dolphins trying to prove a point that we're 3-0 for real. And the Bengals telling everybody that this slow start is not a big deal. We're going to overcome that. So,
hey, Willie, are you surprised at all by the fact that the Bengals are favored here at home by four? Like, I think the Bengals are due to pop one, you know, like have a real big game. And I get why they might be favored, but are you surprised at all against an undefeated team that's coming in? The Bengals haven't looked great, that they're favored by that much?
I'm not, man, and not being biased, but people just know with the talent on this team, you know, a long snapper here, you know, a couple of crazy things happen here and there. They should be 3-0. So you should have two 3-0 teams coming in playing against each other. But give the Dolphins credit; The Dolphins are for real. But I think Vegas just knows that the talent the Bengals have, they're due for to pop and explode, and everything goes right. Like these last three games, well, the previous two games before last week, everything went wrong that can go wrong. You know what I mean? We've never seen Joe Burrow at LSU. Maybe in high school, he's never threw 3, 4, 5 interceptions the way he did the first week against Pittsburgh. So those things are not natural. The offensive line trying to gel against Dallas, that was unusual. So I think Vegas just understands that these guys are due to pop. They have the talent. They have the coaching staff. And I think the team, their will and determination, I know it sounds corny, but these guys willed a lot of games, a lot of wins last year that people didn't expect to do. And I think everyone expects them to do that tonight.
Willie Anderson, former Bengals offensive lineman, 3-time All-Pro. That's what I always look for, Willie. How many times is a dude All-Pro, right? Not Pro Bowl, but All-Pro.
Willie was All-Pro on the football field, but also in our young age, he was All-Pro on the dance floor as well.
Ooh, okay, Willie. Let me see that footwork.
Big man, light on his feet. Got to have that footwork on the line, right?
Jay, I'll tell you about a pool party.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Willie, congratulations on the Ring of Honor tonight. Willie's being inducted into the Bengals Ring of Honor tonight. Congratulations. Thanks for jumping on with us this
Congrats,
morning.
Willie.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right, brother.
Guys, Zach Wilson was medically cleared and will start Sunday against Pittsburgh. What team is a better quarterback situation at this moment? The Jets or the Steelers?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right. Welcome back, Zach Wilson, as you heard on the SportsCenter update. Key, what do you expect from Zach Wilson in his return here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio?
I expect for him...
More of the same?
No. What I expect for him to do is, number one, try to stay healthy. That's the first and foremost, right?
You say that about everybody, but yeah, like me.
But I want him to understand, and hopefully he does, and he's paid attention when he was sitting out, on how to play the position so that he can get out of this stink, and get out of people's minds that he's not a deserving quarterback to be taken number 2 overall by the Jets. Now, that's to be determined, right? If he comes back, and that offense is looking okay. Now you just got to keep going. I don't know what he is, because the only thing I know is that he made the throw of the offseason. You know, that's all I know. He made the throw of the offseason. They drafted number 2, and it was a big deal. He hasn't really shown. And people say, well, last year, that's not fair. Last year, he did some stuff at the end of the season. He did what? He made a few throws.
Our former producer, Evan, was watching very closely and kept insisting that over the second half of the season, he progressively, you know, he got better.
No, dude, he made a few throws. A few.
So
The bar ain't very high.
This is what I want to see. This is where there's a ton of pressure. We got a chance last week to hear Greeny literally say on his show that Garrett Wilson is the best wide receiver in Jets history.
And also the most important American who ever lived, I think.
Yes. And it turned into controversy, whatever. We have our thoughts. Obviously, we have, I think, the best wide receiver in Jets history on our show. But that's fine.
That was more of a joke, though.
Yeah, but for a rookie, he is on pace, record-setting. Yeah. Record-setting in a lot of statistical categories with what he's bringing to the table, right? So I've seen a lot of that with Joe Flacco. I need to see this pairing together now. Like, this needs to be what we think about as relates to the future for the Jets organization. Zach Wilson, can you elevate the level of a guy like Garrett Wilson with him, considering he's on pace to break a lot of records?
Jay, let's just keep it. I like to keep it 90, not 100. Kids, don't keep it 100. There's no wiggle room. Give yourself some wiggle room. Let's keep it at least 90, though. Key, you've put your eyes on Zach Wilson for a minute now. The kid got it or not?
I probably would say he's in that situation where he's got to prove something before he runs out of time. It's hard to look at a dude that's in and out of the lineup to really gauge where he's at, because if he's there on a consistent basis, one of the things that we saw in Mac Jones a year ago is he was there from day one to day's end. This hasn't been the case with Wilson. So we can look at Mac Jones and go, okay, he led his team to the playoffs. Obviously, he got a better coach. But we saw what he was. He was a dink and dunk guy who put the football in the guy's hands and allowed them to play, and he made all the right throws. We haven't seen that in Zach Wilson, so it's hard to judge him. Tua, on the other hand, I go to another young quarterback. He's been on the field enough to where you start to say, well, you know, he may turn out to be something. Jalen Hurts, first time as a full-time starter. He led his team to the playoffs. He's been on the field enough to go, you know what, Jay? I think that dude going to be good, man. Mm-hmm. You know? And I don't know what Wilson
is. Justin Fields. Herbert's been
on the field long enough to go.
Herbert was hit the field for the first 30 seconds. He was on a professional football field. He said, that's it.
Yeah, but I don't have time to waste. I know
that's
Daniel,
what I'm saying.
I know what Daniel Jones is.
Right.
I've seen him enough.
Mm-hmm. What do you – guys – like, I suspect, Jay.
First year, though, Max?
Yeah.
I don't need you to do anything.
Right. Listen to Keys. Here's Keys.
I need you to do anything the first year. I need you to know how to drive down the turnpikes and get to the stadium. I just need you to do that. Year two, which he's in right now, I need to see you in the car, driving the car, but not crashing into anything. That third year, which is important next year, I need to see you fly to the stadium and get something done. So I can make some financial decisions on you going into your fourth year. He's yet to get there in the second year.
So, Jay, with Tua, for example, I always thought, hold on a second. I see something. Like, people are all like, no, I'm like, I don't know yet about Tua, but I like the way it's trending. I think he's going to be good. I don't know about great, but good. But maybe he'll be great. I don't know. And Tua this year has taken off. They put him in the right situation. To me, the jury is actually still out on Zach Wilson. I don't know. But if you ask what I suspect, if I had to bet one way or another, I'm betting no on Zach Wilson, if I had to. But it doesn't mean anything. I mean, you know, maybe it'll – where are you on that?
I'm unsure like everybody else.
If you had to bet. You're a betting man. Right now, you're
I would lean towards you guys. I would probably say no.
You're taking the under.
I would probably say no. But there are glimpses sometimes that when you watch some of the throws he makes – it gives you a pause.
Little off schedule something
just
that
he because, you know. Like, I know as, look, when you come into any league as a professional athlete, like, there's a level of adjusting, man. Like, what you thought was fast and strong, and I played at the highest level of college. I didn't play at a smaller school. It was drastically different than the elitist level of college, right? So there is adjusting to that takes time. Like, we always talk about what makes people great on TV. Millions or thousands of reps. Mm-hmm. So if he hasn't been getting the reps for a guy who's been hurt, like now it's like, okay, what's the sweet spot of reps combined with talent and seeing it consistently?
See, so here's where I'm at with that, though. I'll ask myself this in third person. Mm-hmm. Keyshawn, do you think that Tua can be a starting quarterback in the National Football League? Yeah, he could be a starting quarterback in the National Football League. Yeah, he's done enough to be a starter. Keyshawn, do you think Zach Wilson could be a starting quarterback in the NFL? And probably not. And to go to what you were saying, Jay, about time, you don't take a guy number two overall at the quarterback spot not to know that he's the guy. We, one spot up is Trevor Lawrence. Did you feel you saw Trevor Lawrence enough to go, he's going to be all right. He just need a new coach.
Yeah, no doubt.
I agree, but that's why Joe Douglas is going to stick with it for a minute, you know, because he took him so high.
You look at Trevor Lawrence, you go.
But to be fair, guys like Zach Wilson and Tua Tagovailoa, when you're smaller, when your arm isn't huge, when you're going to have to rely on things other than obvious physical gifts, it sometimes takes a little longer to evaluate that guy because you need to see him.
I hear how you tied it together due to being smaller, but I mean, the fact Tua and Zach Wilson don't even belong in the same sentence. I just feel like it's even disrespectful to put those two even together, Max, you know?
But you can't, the waiting game.
But Tua's ahead of him, I'm saying. Yeah, that's what, but I'm just using him as an example that people didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have time to wait. The waiting game could cost the coach his career.
Right.
Robert Saleh continuing to mess around with him and wait. He can get fired and never get another head coaching job.
But it's above Robert Saleh's pay grade. This is Joe Douglas. He's the one who's digged his heels into the sand. He's the one that took him at number two.
That's true. Yeah.
He's the one that took him at not Robert Saleh.
But who you think when it all hits the fan?
Oh.
Robert Saleh. Saleh be the first. Because he's the coach. Hey, I gave Jay Will the center. It ain't my fault that he can't coach the center up. It was the number one center coming out. Everybody had him as the number one center on the board. He's 7'2". He's 300 pounds. He runs the floor like a guard. Jay's got him shooting threes. Why are you laughing?
Hey, by the way, guys.
You know that happens.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You don't want to miss Chris Mad Dog Russo going off on Keys USC Trojans.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yes, that is correct.
So ESPN stats-based win projections for all 30 teams come out. Guys, number 9, Los Angeles Lakers. You want to hear their projected wins?
Yeah.
36.8, which I think is ridiculous. How do you win 0.8 games? No, but for real, 36.8, to me that says one thing. Well, first of all, Key, what's it say to you?
Well, it says that they don't think we're going to be very good. That's what it says.
You think they're hating?
Well, it's not hating. They just, well, I guess you could equate it to hating. Mm-hmm. I guess you can.
What about you, Jay? What do you think of that?
I mean, considering what you've seen in the past, I mean, are you guaranteeing the health of Anthony Davis?
That's what it says to me.
That's a legit question to me. So I think that's pretty on par. I mean, I'm not angry at it because, look, I want the Lakers actually to be good. I think it's good for the sport. They do have a lot of small dudes on the team, though. I wonder how it's all going to work. I wonder the relationship between Patrick Beverley, Russell Westbrook. You know, will that flare up? I wonder about bringing Dennis Schroeder back. Will he actually give them the scoring this time that he didn't give them last time?
Well, he gave them $81 million back.
Well, he got him on a short deal.
Or whatever that number was that he turned down.
But there's not a lot of depth there, guys.
What's Schroeder getting this year?
He's getting like 2.6.
Oh.
2.6.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
But I think that's the problem, Max. There's not a lot of depth here.
No, I don't want the 81. You can keep it.
Oh.
You factor in, like, you know, can LeBron at this stage, which I think he can, but can AD, can these guys hold
up? That,
you got to be able to hold up, though.
36.8 wins, that just tells me that based on recent history – that there's an anticipation that LeBron and AD will both miss a lot of games. That's what that means.
Or if they're not both together on the floor, that things fall apart.
That they both miss a lot of games and you need them both.
That it's more to me that if you miss one of them,
mm-hmm.
see, the Lakers are going to get derailed. The year we won a championship, whether it was a bubble or not, they were together.
Think Westbrook, if he buys in, can work on the team or not?
But I thought he bought in. Look, man, I do think he can work.
So let's go through.
I think they'll be better this year with him than they were last year.
Are they better than the Mavs?
No.
Are they
Possibly they could be if they stay healthy. Yeah,
I'm not going to say that. Are they better than the Grizzlies?
No.
Okay. Are they better than Golden State?
No. Nope.
Are they better than the Clippers?
No. Nope. No, well, let's see the Clippers stay healthy.
Okay. But still, I think the Clippers are loaded. I think they're one of the most
loaded
teams.
Just proved that. Are they better than the Nuggets? No.
Are they better than the Timberwolves?
But why are you saying this, Jay? If they never got hurt, right? If they just never got hurt, and we just use their age and all that. Are they better than those teams?
If they don't get hurt, they're better than the Nuggets and Mavs.
It's a new year.
If they don't get hurt, they're better than the Nuggets and Mavs.
He wants
if they
don't get hurt, they're better than the Nuggets. His world.
They beat him in the playoffs with LeBron and AD.
The metaverse. He wants us to live in the metaverse.
We'll see.
NFT.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Guys, it is time to play here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. It is time to play. On the plus side, you look like ballers, shot callers.
Ballers who be dipping in the bins with the spoilers.
Yeah. You know, that's really what Jay-Z is. Jay-Z is Puff plus Big.
Wanna rumble with the B, huh?
He's Puff. He's a rapper that Big was, plus the mogul that Puff is, black, right? Like Jay was the two rolled up into one.
Friends singing, this is for my homies.
Yeah. I don't know what made me think. Squirrel. All right. On the plus side, guys, it's time to play on the plus side. These are the best underdog bets of NFL Week 4. Key, let's start with you. Who do you got? What's the best bet you think on the plus side, best underdog bet of Week 4?
I think the sneaky win is Chicago +3 at New York against the G-Man. That's what I think. Because I know they look weird last week and like, they don't know how to play football. It's the worst. And then the G-Man obviously lost a tough one against the rivals in the Cowboys. But I think that the Chicago and Justin Fields has something to prove because they're in it. They're in the mix. So why not?
All right. I have my plus side bet is, and listen to this one. Ready for this? Houston Texans are getting 5 points on the road at the Chargers. But here's the thing. Justin Herbert with the ribs, Slater out for the season,
smoke ribs,
Bosa out for now, and Lovie Smith has them competing in every game. The defense is stingy, so they're within a touchdown constantly of these teams they've played. Now, they haven't played a team as talented as the Chargers.
Are they 0-2-1 or 1-1-1?
They're They're at Houston. See, the way it's written, if it's Houston versus Los Angeles, the second team is usually the home team.
You the one said that, not me. Why are you explaining that to me? Well, Max, explain it to me. You the one said
they're
in L.A.
They're 0-2-1. But listen to the scores. 20-20 against the Colts, who just beat the Chiefs.
Very competitive.
16-9 on the road at Mile High, right, like in Denver.
And they had Denver on the ropes.
And 23-20 at Bears. They're not giving up a lot of points, and they always seem to be within striking distance. Given what's happening with the Chargers, I'm taking the points.
Mm-hmm. I like that bet with Houston.
And they're at home.
I can't rock with the bet with Chicago because just some Giants fan. I can't do that. Plus, I have a huge bet.
It's 3 points.
Plus, I have a bet with Chef Kev on this one, though, straight up. So it's he's a big-time caller into the show all the time. I'm going to go with Keys Squad.
I don't have a squad.
+3 versus Minnesota.
Ooh, I love that, Jay.
+3.
I love it.
Minnesota.
In London.
So, Jay.
He's pleading the fifth the Saints. I love it.
So, Max, are the Saints at home?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Right. Yeah, who's considered the home team in London?
The Saints.
Shannon?
The Saints are considered the home team.
He bolded the Saints. The Saints are the home team, yeah.
You just said it. Right. Versus being home team.
But the way Shannon wrote it, he wanted to emphasize the team that we're picking on the screen. But if that comes first, I figure that's the road team because that's the way it's usually.
No, I'm just messing with you, Jay. That's not a bad one.
Yeah, I mean, I think Minnesota.
Shannon has to try to compensate for certain deficiencies in my brain, so that's how it goes.
I think Minnesota's going to win that one easily.
Easily.
Yeah.
I think
that defense, once again.
A wounded dog will bite back.
Okay. Uh-huh. I mean, let's see if that defense can elevate the level, but I think Minnesota coming off a lot, I think there's something for them to
prove. Jay's pick the best, actually. When I see you plead the fifth on the Saints.
Play it again, Yates.
I know it's worse than you're saying.
I just know too much.
That's what I'm saying.
I know a little more than most.
Yes.
I mean, you said something before about pleading the fifth. Jay called his bookie. Like, immediately.
Right away.
I don't even know. What's a bookie?
It's a jersey thing.
Yeah.
Jay's
one of these dudes. Does not matter how legal it all becomes.
He's still going to do it the old-fashioned
way. Yeah, we're athletes. We're routine people, Max. You stick with the routine. If it works, if it's paying dividends, you stick with it.
Are you up overall in your life?
Yes.
Gambling? Okay.
Key just learned what a hook was the other day. He has no idea.
It's time for our mayhem moment.
You always hear, hold on, before you go to mayhem, you always hear about how much we win.
Yeah.
But you never hear about how much we lose.
You see those casinos they're building in Vegas? It's not because they're losing money.
Not with mine.
Oh, I want you here to do say, oh, I won $1 million. Yeah.
How much are you in it for?
How much did you lose over the last 10 years?
Yeah, Floyd will always show you those winnings. He won $3 million or something. You never see the losses,
only
the wins.
We only remember our wins, let's be honest.
It's time for our mayhem moment. The mayhem moment is brought to you by Allstate. Protect yourself from mayhem and save money by switching to Allstate. So, guys, Chris Mad Dog Russo was on First Take and mad. He was mad as a dog about USC taunting Oregon State. Listen to this.
Can USC act like they've been there before? They came from behind to beat Oregon State. Oregon State, they won the game, they got a late touchdown, and they destroyed the Oregon State fan. They killed them left and right. They did the thing at the half at midfield. Then look at this. This is USC football. Lincoln Riley, get your team in the locker room. Thank God you won the game because you should have lost. They won 17-14 against the Beavers of OSU, and they act like they beat Alabama to win a championship game. This is USC. Act properly. You don't make a big deal about Oregon State. That drove me crazy, that celebration. And they went nuts. That's just a little bit of it. They went crazy with the Oregon State fan and everything else. So I'm down on USC.
All right. Well, there's Chris Mad Dog Russo mad at your guys for saying, act like you've been there before.
Oregon State. This is not 1963, man. This is not that. These are young kids in a tough environment, in a tough place. As I said, beginning. We can lose.
Yeah, you were nervous going into the game.
It's tough. If you've never been there, Max, imagine.
To Oregon? No.
No, not Oregon, but Oregon State.
No, I've never been to the state of Oregon.
Yeah, but imagine going to Corvallis. And Jay's been, you know, because he played basketball. He's been in places like that. First of all, you probably either got to fly into Portland and take a bus, or Eugene, take a bus. Mm-hmm. And then you take this bus, you're 2 hours, you're on the bus, it's dark, all it is woods everywhere. And then all of a sudden, there's the campus, and there's a stadium and the lights, and there's a little mist in the air, and it's drizzly, and you're hearing about how they beat us when we were ranked number one, and how they beat us when we were ranked number three, and we were 50-point favorites, and they beat, you know, all that. And you get out of there, you excited. You got
you're
out there with a W. 18
years old. Yeah, you know, you're a young kid.
You got out there with a W. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
You're supposed to just be like, oh, act like we've been there before? No, we haven't been there before. Leaker so Riley's Max, never been there.
Max, I think Duke you and has Chris should best, debate this.
Duke has one of the – well, North Carolina actually has a better, but one of the best records versus Clemson in basketball. And every time we would go down to Clemson, because they would talk so much, way more. I'll always leave the court and be like, take that ass whooping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be yelling at the people, take it. Like, I got no problem with that, man.
It's not 1963.
Sports, man. I got no problem with
it's
that
not,
kind of stuff.
Max. It's not 1963.
I got no problem with it. You got to back it up.
Let me just say, there's
no
a
problem.
Purit- He's stuck in his ways.
This country was founded by Puritans. There's a puritanical streak that runs through mainstream, let's say, culture. And there are lots of good things about that. Work ethic and showing up on time and all that stuff. And there are some things, like all cultures, that are not so great about it. Like, don't show emotion in, you know, when there's reason to show emotion.
I like Russo. He's a nice guy and all, but it's not 1963.
Not only if Key and USA, not only is Key a USC alum, he's a fan. The best fan of the month is brought to you by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
See, I don't like who wrote that.
Yankees still good enough to reach the World Series? Why don't you like it? We have 5 seconds.
Because it shouldn't say alum. It should say greatest player in the history of the school.
You're a USA alum.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.